My brethren, here am I to share with you again today with the words from the Word. I trust that you are in good health and good strength. I trust that you are trusting the Lord. I trust that you are responding to His Word when He speaks, that you are obedient to Him. And I trust that your relationship with Him is just getting sweeter and sweeter every day. Frederick Whitfield, he wrote the song entitled, "Oh, How I Love the Savior's Name." He said, "There is a name I love to hear. I love to say it forth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love the Savior's name. Oh, how I love the Savior's name. Oh, how I love the Savior's name, the sweetest name on earth." Jesus, the thief, said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Jesus said, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Jesus said to Peter, "Satan desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art comforted, when thou art converted, I want you to strengthen the brethren." And then when Jesus Christ came forth from the grave, the angel said to the women, "Tell his disciples and tell Peter also that he said, meet him in Galilee." We closed last morning when we shared Peter's final stage of denying the Lord. We notice that in chapter 22 of Luke, verse 56 to 60, "But a certain maid beheld him, and as he sat by the fire, and honestly looked upon him, and said, this man was also with him. I shared with you, he found himself in the wrong place by their fire. And as believers, we find ourselves in the wrong place, and people recognize us. The unbeliever knows how the believer should live and where the believer should be. But when she said that he's one of those, notice, he denied him, saying, woman, I know not the man." This is exactly what he said that he would not do. Peter said he knows nothing about Jesus as to be accepted by the crowd. But the crowd is not comfortable with him, knowing he doesn't belong to them. In verse number 58, "And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also one of them. And Peter said, man, I am not." That's the second time he denied him. And about the space of an hour, before Peter would have turned off, he stayed right there with him. In the space of an hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately while he spake, the cock crew. A certain maid carefully looked at him, recognized that he'd been with Christ, and made the announcements, and he denied it. Another saw him, and he denied it. He got up from where he was and went out, but someone else recognized him and affirmed that he was one of them, and he denied with an oath, saying, "I do not know." The third time, the witness wanted him to know that he is sure you were with him. And Peter denied the Lord and went back to his old habits by cursing. Now, could Peter forget when Andrew brought him to the Lord, his brother? No. Could he have forgotten when the Lord renamed him? Not really. Could he have forgotten Jesus healing his mother-in-law? No. Could he have forgotten when he was trying to walk on the water and he sunk? Or while he was sinking, he cried out to the Lord and he said, "Lord, save me." And when the Lord saved him, could he have forgotten that? Could he have forgotten the words of Jesus telling him that he will deny him? No. Could Peter have forgotten Satan's desire for him? No. Could he have forgotten Matthew 17:27? "Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast an hook, take up a fish, the first cometh up, and when thou hast opened the mouth, you shall find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee." When Peter owed his taxes, and he did not have no money to pay his taxes, and Jesus tell him, "Go fishing, and the first fish you catch, open his mouth, and inside of that fish, you're going to find enough money to pay your taxes and mine. Could Peter have forgotten that? No, he could not. Could Peter have forgotten Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 9, the transfiguration? Could he? Is it possible that he forgot that? No. Even when one tries to forget, God always has a way of reminding us in strange ways. If you have walked away from the Lord, I can tell you, God has a way of confronting us in strange ways. Sometimes he allows us to meet somebody who we once knew, someone that we ran with, a Christian, and they're so excited to see us, but we are not excited to see them. Could we forget? Sometimes you open the Bible and you say, I want to read a scripture today. And wherever you open the Bible and begin to read, it seems as if that scripture is just speaking about you. Could you have forgotten that you've been with the Lord? You're out there and you have walked away from the Lord. You haven't forgotten what he did for you. You haven't forgotten the night or the day when you got saved. You haven't forgotten when you got baptized. You haven't forgotten that God loves you when he called you and you said yes. But now you're not serving him anymore. Would you come back? He wants to meet with you. Even when one tries to forget, God always have a way of reminding us in strange ways. He sometimes reminds us by a look. When a cock crow, Jesus just turned around and looked at Peter. And I'm sure that Peter could have seen that look. Didn't I tell you so, Peter? With all the promises that you made in the flesh, if you had listened to my word, you would have been better off. But he was so confident in the flesh, he refused. Sometimes he reminds us with a word, just a word, remember? Sometimes he reminds us by sending a messenger. Somebody comes to you and gives you a message. And boy, when they give you a message, sometimes it eats you out when you're not in fellowship with God. Sometimes God took it upon himself to allow a little tragedy to come our way to remind us to get back home. Sometimes he reminds us by taking away some of our valuables, like that car get destroyed. You lose that job, you lose that position. He reminds us by others reminding us. Remember, boy, that message when you preached that time, oh, that touched my heart. I'm saved today because you preached that message and the Spirit used it. God has some strange ways to remind us that we've been with Jesus. Could you forget? He reminds us, first of all, by asking us to pray. And boy, sometimes how hard that is. All you need to do is get along with God and do it. Just pray. He reminds us by informing us what Satan is about to do. He wants to sift us like wheat. He reminds us by his great reminder, the Holy Spirit. When you read Luke chapter 22, verse 61 and 62, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Time will not permit me to explain John 21 for you. But that is something that we all need to look at. But I want us to just look at this now. Peter denied the Lord. He gone out and he's out there weeping bitterly. And it would seem as if that is the end of Peter. For some people, they would say, just leave him out there. For some people, you never get back in the church. How could he deny God and expect he could be a member of this church? And sometimes we write people off. But I use this to bring you to part two of this message. Tell Peter it's okay. Just meet me there. I want to bring you to part two of this message. When Peter found himself where God asked him to meet him, how Peter became converted, conformed, and commanding. And he's back on track in full power. Thank you for listening, but stay tuned to hear the rest. Father, we love you, we praise you, we thank you. This brother, this sister, to whom you are speaking to, soften their heart. Father, draw them unto thyself. Holy Spirit, lead them. And may they give up and say yes and come back to you. because though Peter gone off weeping bitterly, he's going to find himself at Galilee, and Jesus will meet him there, and he will forgive him, and he will reinstate him. Lord, we love you. Thanks for so doing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I want you to share this with as many people as you can, because there are some brethren out there who have walked away from the Lord who need to come back home. You say, Pastor, who are these people? I don't have an idea, but all I'm doing is sharing the word. God bless you. The truth of the matter is, there was a time that I walked away and someone cared about me and shared the work with me. And thank God, I am back on track. Come on back. God wants to use you. Thanks for sharing. Do have a great day.